You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Murderers Gregory and Travis McMichaels were arrested yesterday in Brunswick, Georgia, charged with murder and aggravated assault. 3 months late, but thank God that justice finally happened.
Yeah, that's step one.
Now. Exactly. There's a process.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some folks, they went on my Instagram and said, this means nothing. Actually, it does. There's a process. You have to begin with an arrest. You can't get a conviction without that.
Yep.
And because of the massive national attention that was brought to this story, Ahmaud Arbery hopefully will receive the justice that he and his family deserve. We're going to talk a little bit more about what folks are doing today to memorialize the life of this young man who would have been 26 years old today.
Wow. Oh, today's his birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, the 2020 Kansas City Chiefs football schedule was released. Preseason starts August 13th, looks like. Cincinnati Bengals?
Yes, and going to Dallas for the preseason. I can't remember the other place we're going to, but I know the Packers come here as
Cardinals
well.
Cardinals come here. Dallas comes here.
No. We go to Dallas and we go to the Cardinals.
Okay, and then Green Bay.
Uh-huh. Green Bay comes here to wrap it up for game four for the preseason.
Looks like a lot of fun on the regular season.
Yeah, you know, the champions get that opening Thursday night where the spotlight is on the champions, and we'll receive our second Lombardi Trophy against Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans. They're coming here for a rematch of the AFC Divisional game. Other highlights on the schedule, week three at Baltimore. That's a Monday night game. That's going to be a tough game, telling y'all that right now. Going to Buffalo for a Thursday night game. At Denver for a Sunday night football. Or Denver's coming here for Sunday night football in week 13. And we make our debut in Las Vegas, Shay. Week 11, that's for Sunday night football. And the Falcons come here in week 16, and we wrap up the season week 17 against the Chargers at Arrowhead. So, yeah, it's an exciting schedule. Also, Tom Brady is in there, too, as we go to Tampa Bay. Hopefully, we'll make two trips to Tampa Bay this year because the Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay.
Yes, it is.
Super Bowl 55. So, it's going to be a hard task to defend the kingdom and defend the championship, because it's always harder being the hunted instead of the huntee. So we got our cut out for us, but I think we're ready for the task, Shay.
So what are the chances of me getting your tickets? Because you said you don't know if you even want to be inside of Arrowhead.
Yeah, not right now. I need to see where things are come August, and I'll proceed from there. But if you would like to go and risk your life, I will provide the tickets to you at a discounted cost, possibly.
I have to pay you?
Period.
I mean, I had to pay for them, so...
Wowzers.
You know.
Okay.
That deserves a wowzers? Really? Mm-hmm. It
I
does?
I see how you get down.
What? I need fair market value.
I see how you get down.
I swear, you want your cake and eat it too, don't you?
Who doesn't? That's such a stupid saying.
Y'all, she really got mad right there.
No, that's a stupid saying. Who does it? No, I prefer not to have my cake.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
621, look for highs in the lower 60s today. Right now, you got light rain at 49 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
In a land before Netflix, Hulu, and other streaming services, we were forced to watch a lot of network television.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump out there and say you probably caught a couple of episodes of America's Next Top Model.
Absolutely not.
You've never seen?
No, for what?
ANTM?
Has no interest in me.
Tyra Banks.
She fine, but I don't want to watch a model show.
Well, back in 2006, a young lady named Danny from Little Rock, Arkansas, was confronted with either being kicked off the show or getting her gap closed. Well, this situation has not aged well. Now in 2020, the clip has been circulated online. It actually went viral again. And folks are getting down Tyra's back for suggesting that this young lady could not be a cuffa girl because of her gap. So Danny, 15 years later, went to her social media account to talk about that situation.
Tyra's like, why didn't you get your gap closed? I'm like, huh? She's like, I told you to get your gap closed. I'm like, no, you didn't. She looks off camera right to production, which none of you guys ever see. I look off stage camera right to production. In that moment, I knew what was happening. I knew that I was basically set up and not being told that Tyra wants me to get my gap closed so that it's good for TV, right? So in that moment, the 19, 20-year-old Danielle stood there realizing that it was my one way to get out on this side or keeping my gap on this side and going back to Little Rock, Arkansas. What do you think I'm gonna choose, fam? So Tyra says to me, if I send you back to the dentist, will you get your gap closed? And I meet her with another question. So what you're saying to me is, if I tell you no, then you're gonna send me home tonight. Me and Tyra went and did that whole fiasco about two or three times, which you guys saw none of that on TV. What you saw is me coming up with a compromise saying that I'm okay with you closing it some of the way, but not all of the way.
You're right, that's not gonna age well at all. So are we finna cancel Tyra Banks? Is that what's finna happen? Here's my thing. That's what she thought in 2004, 2005, whenever that was aired. I don't think she necessarily would think that same thought in 2020.
You're being very forgiving to her. You're not that forgiving for other people. Wow. I'm shocked you said that.
Well, I mean, because I'm just trying to look at the perspective of Tyra Banks, you know, and it's not right. You know, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And of course, I'm pretty sure that she regrets those comments that she made to that young lady. I just think that there are different thoughts and different things that we had back then as opposed to what we have now.
And it depends on where you are and what industry you're in. I think in their industry, she probably was right back in 2006. But now Slick Woods is a model and she's got a gap. There are people with beautiful, dark complexions. There are plus-size folks who are having awesome careers. Beauty standards have changed. It's hilarious to me when I moved to Kansas City, I have a gap. No one has ever mentioned my gap to me until I moved to Kansas City. People have inboxed you telling you she need to get her gap closed, calling it unprofessional. It's not a missing tooth. So what do you mean unprofessional?
That's just how you're naturally born.
My father has a gap and I inherited it from him. It's a trait from Africa. It's not a flaw. But no one had ever said anything to me about that in my life. I'm not lying. Until I came here. It was shocking that people everywhere else it was looked at as beautiful.
Well, don't blame stupidity on the whole city. Just
No.
I know you're not, but that's for a broader range of things. You know, just one idiot doesn't spoil the whole bunch. That's just what I'm trying to say.
Shannon Brown got arrested and charged with aggravated assault in his own home, child. So over the weekend, he had to fire some shots off towards two people who entered his home. So this is the backstory. Apparently, he had a for sale sign in the front yard, which prompted these people to just walk in and take a look around. Even if there's a for sale sign, do you just walk right in?
Hell no, you don't. Come on, man.
So what? I wonder why he got a charge and arrested with this aggravated assault.
Is there something else they're missing? Or
nobody got killed or anything in the street on camera. But you was able to arrest him? Whatever. Let me stop.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because I'm glad I'm working through this coronavirus for Amazon, but I'm mad that people leave their dogs out and their dogs bit me.
Oh, no.
I don't get the hate enough to get bit.
We got to worry about the coronavirus, and now she got to worry about rabies. Mm,
where you get bit at?
I got bit on my leg.
Was it towards the meaty side of your leg, the upper?
Yes.
Damn, I understand
why. You got to turn everything disgusting?
It's not disgusting. What? If you see something plump, you might want to take a bite. See what it tastes like. What's your name?
Mikayla.
Thank you, Mikayla. Be safe and be healthy, all right?
All right, you too.
Ma.
Got bit in the ass today, son, by a stinking-ass filthy dog. You should have seen it. I said, doggy, please don't bite me, dog. And I turned around to jump over the fence. The dog grabbed my ass.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Another Mother's Day weekend. Love going out to all the mothers all over Kansas City, both sides of the border. Sending special love out to those who have lost their moms and are having a new normal this holiday season without mom.
Very tough. Lost my second mama in 2016, Shay, so I know that feeling all too well.
One mother, the mother of slain jogger Ahmaud Arbery, may have finally gotten a good night's sleep, Ryan. The murderers of her son were arrested yesterday, Gregory and Travis McMichaels. The third accomplice was William Bryant. That's the person who took that video that was released. They're looking for him now to bring him into custody. I was watching Jermaine Dupri on his social media yesterday, and he gave this guy's name before anybody in the media released it. He says that he had been doing some digging and he found out that person's name, and from what he said, this thing was pre-planned, that they were going to attack this person and William Bryant was to video it. They had been sharing it amongst their friends, per Jermaine Dupri's tweet. One of the friends started feeling bad about it and released it. That's how this video came to light months and months later.
I didn't think about the fact that this could have been premeditated with that video. That never even entered my mind, but it makes all the sense of the world, Shay.
I had a question from the beginning. Who videoed this? If I were behind them, just as a innocent bystander, as soon as that first shot rang out, I would have screamed, yelled,
and
done something. But there was no reaction inside of that vehicle.
And you brought up another point yesterday. We were talking last night that I just forgot the point that I was making.
It's all good.
Because this thing just got me confused, man. It really does. It got me off my rocker. Because I just feel like I can see myself, I can see my brother, I can see one of my friends being in that exact predicament and going through that same outcome.
Today would have been the 26th birthday of Ahmaud Arbery. And folks are looking to commemorate his life by running 2.23 miles today, uploading and using the hashtag #IRunWithMaud. Now, I can't run 2.23 miles, but I can walk. And so today I'm gonna make sure that I get out. It looks like the sun is trying to come out a little bit. I'm gonna get out there and walk in memorial of this young man who was taken for no reason, gunned down in the neighborhood that he ran in every day, and then had to wait 3 months for any semblance of justice.
That was the point. It just came back into my head that they might have been watching him because he ran that route. You know, he's a jogger.
That's the only thing I can think of. And what really bothered me the night before last, when I was getting ready for bed, I was thinking to myself, wow, what if this coronavirus wasn't happening right now? Would Ahmaud have been running during the day? Would these same murderers have been out free to accost someone?
Just sad to think about, man.
Yeah. Rest in peace, young man.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mother's Day poll on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. What's your favorite Mother's Day song? They only had two choices that you could put. So it's Boys to Men, Song for Mama versus Tupac, Dear Mama. Woo! Right now, it's 50-50.
That's a heavyweight fight right there.
I know you've got some other Mother's Day songs in your repertoire because you're a DJ.
Yes, I do. Let's start it out with LL. Competition's paying the price. Hey!
Okay, I don't traditionally think of this as a Mother's Day song, but I can see where you're going with that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely makes me think about my mom. When you got to fight, and then you didn't want to fight the boy because he was older or bigger than you, and you go in the house, and your mama said, you better go knock him out.
Your mama's sweet. She ain't never told you to knock nobody out.
She ain't. My uncle did, though.
What you think Mama B. Shy to do it right now?
I'm probably getting ready for work, watching a little TV.
Okay, well, let's call up and show us some love on Mother's Day weekend.
What?
Mama.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Tell your mother I said Happy Mother's Day to her, too.
I will.
Turn your TV down.
I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that fateful day when you knew that you were pregnant with Brian B. Shining?
I do. It was a fabulous day.
Do tell, Mommy.
Oh, Lord.
It was around Thanksgiving time, and I love Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, and I'm going to have another child. I was so excited. I was so thrilled.
Yeah. Man, isn't that beautiful? After the stuffing, here came Brian.
That's right.
Mama, don't fall into the trap, Mama. You know,
you got that turkey leg.
Really? That's
and
what you're gonna do
Brian
on Mother's Day weekend? Really?
That's what it was. She said it was Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving, I get reminded of the night I was conceived, and it's very uncomfortable.
I mean, hey, when you got that turkey leg and stuffing, these things kind of happen.
Well, Mama, it's very awkward right now. Thanks to Shay. You know how much I love you. And
Thank you, sweetie. I
couldn't live without you. I don't know what I would do without you. And I want to use this time to appreciate and to thank you for everything that you've done for me. I accept you, flaws and all. You are the best.
Thank you, sweetie. The feeling's mutual.
Oh, that's so sweet. See, it's wonderful. Me and your mother are co-mothers of you.
No, you're not.
No,
I got one mama. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right, Mama.
Love you guys. Do a good job.
Love you back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, look for highs in the lower 60s. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 47 in Lee Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Philip Bailey, singer-songwriter and percussionist, Earth, Wind, and Fire, is 69.
Hey!
Singer Enrique Iglesias is 44.
Hey!
And actress Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie is 56.
Happy birthday, all my Taurus is born on May 8th.
Shouts out to Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill. He spent his Thursday afternoon giving back to local doctors and nurses.
Hey, the cheetah.
He went to St. Luke's Health System and passed out what looked like Chick-fil-A sandwiches and cookies.
He's known for eating a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Is he really?
Uh-huh. They had him on tape. Somebody caught him on the TikTok last year. I remember that.
That's some high-quality chicken sandwiches, though.
Yes, it is.
Ray J and Prince's love have apparently called it quits, Brian.
Wow. They just got married.
According to TMZ, Prince filed for divorce on Tuesday in Los Angeles. Mm. The two have been living separately since February and hadn't reconciled since Princess claimed that Ray J left her and their daughter, Melody, stranded in Las Vegas.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
The two have been married since 2016 and have two children, Melody and their son, Epic, who was born just in January.
Wow. Well, Ray J, time to break out that player card. Dust it off. Trying to break it back out. Trying to get back on the scene, baby. Yeah.
You rejoicing at breaking up a family?
I'm just saying it is what it is, you know? Get your Rolodex back out, fam.
And make love good.
Is Nicki Minaj pregnant? On Thursday, the rapper took to her social media to promote the song Say So with Doja Cat.
Yeah.
When one of the fans asked Nicki if she was experiencing pregnancy symptoms, including vomiting.
That ain't your business.
And she answered them by saying, LMAO, no throwing up, but nausea and peeing nonstop. OMG, what do you think this means, guys? LMAO.
Oh, I let my ass off. Okay. Well, who's the father?
Her husband, Kenneth Petty.
I thought they got a divorce.
No, they did not.
Oh, okay.
In other news, during the Say So remix party, Nicki gave props to Megan Thee Stallion and Beyoncé's Savage remix.
You can't say your name regularly.
What do you mean?
Your name is Beyoncé, not what you be doing.
I took 2 years of French in high school.
She's not French. She's African American.
Beyoncé is French.
You're not French. Neither is she.
I took two. Did you hear me?
She might be Creole.
I took two years of high school French. It's Beyoncé. It's fiancé.
You've got some issues.
You a hater.
I am, and I'm going to call your mama, too.
It's all good. We can talk to my mother. It's all good, Brian.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We talking to singer and actor Marcus Houston coming up at 7:52. Mm. Also going to be opening up the Hot 103 Jams line for folks to show some love to their mama. Checking on the Hot 103 Jams Mother's Day song poll. A song for mama by Boyz II Men going up against Dear Mama from Tupac. Ooh. 80% of the vote, Dear Mama.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Guess ain't too many Boyz II Men fans around here, huh?
Guess people real life thugs out here in the street, huh?
Right, I guess. What about you?
I've got a song. It's by the Spinners. I'll always love my mama.
It's the Intruders, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. You know I ain't really grew up with this song. Yeah. Shoots. You know, my mother, she gets up early. She wakes up at 4 a.m. and does a prayer call and prays for me and my sisters with her friends every day. Mm. Isn't that something?
It is. And she's up, right?
She should be.
Okay.
Hello?
Ma, what you doing?
What you mean, what am I doing?
Happy Mother's Day, Miss Vivian.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you, Brian. How you doing?
I'm good. It's always lovely to hear your voice. I see the clouds parting away for the sunshine to come through.
It's better.
I'm trying to show appreciation to Miss Vivian on this beautiful Mother's Day weekend.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And tell your mom happy Mother's Day as well.
Oh, what a coincidence, because she said to say happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Mommy, do you remember when you first found out you were pregnant with me? No.
It was a long time ago, so...
I was shocked in a sense because I was like, oh, wow.
Here come another one.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me Shay was the mistake by the lake.
No, she wasn't a mistake. Absolutely not. But I do remember when I was walking down Northern Boulevard, this man told me that I was having a girl. And I really thought I was having a boy. He said that she's going to be, you know, somebody really special. I was like, oh, okay, you know. And I'm,
And then the next thing I knew, right after my birthday, you came along.
Oh, that is beautiful. If she would have been a boy, what would her name would have been?
Probably after her father.
Okay, the second you would have been a junior. Hey, Junior! Hey, give me a glass of water.
My father's name is Geraldo. I would not have wanted to be Geraldo Junior. Well, Mommy, just wanted to call and wish you a happy Mother's Day. I love you. I hear your great grands in the background.
Yes, they
cutting
are.
Cutting up.
Invading my nail polish and perfume and everything.
You got your hands full. Thank you, Miss Vivian.
You,
happy Mother's Day.
You are so welcome. Am I going to be on the radio?
Yes, Mommy.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Yeah.
We started off early.
Hey, fam, listen, I can do the whole catalog. Say you want to stay tonight. Uh-oh, come and pick it up in my ride.
We have a mind to add you to the group.
I can pop lock, all right? All right, come on, dog. Don't play with me.
This goes without saying, Mr. Marcus Houston on the line with us.
Hey, hey, hey.
AKA Roger. Go home, Roger.
Does that ever get old, fam?
Actually, no. You know, it's a beautiful thing to be a part of something so historical and something that people love. So, you know, I never let it, like, annoy me or nothing like that. I think it's great that I was able to be a character that so many people love. And, you know, people come up to me and, like, go home, Roger. I know I did something good, you know?
Not only were you a part of that, but you was a part of one of my favorite movies of all time, House Party 3, fam. There are so many comedians.
That was Chris Tucker's first role.
Wow.
And it was amazing because we did the scene with him at the door with the money and everything like that. And the director was just like, just have fun with it. You know, so a lot of that scene was like kind of like freestyle.
Talking with Marcus Houston this morning. You grew up in front of the television. Hella people live in L.A., but you very rarely meet people from L.A. With you being an L.A. kid, what was your childhood like?
My childhood was regular. Like, you know, a lot of people probably expect when you're in the entertainment business so young that you live this different sheltered life and you don't, you know, have any friends and everything. But my life was great. I got to tour with my brothers and we played basketball and we did regular stuff. We still had school. We did regular things as a kid. You know, it's just like being extra busy as a kid. But my childhood was great. You know, I had great parents and I was just a regular kid.
You've been in front of the big screen and the little screen your whole life. And now you're starring and producing your new show, Howard High. Talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, Howard High is one of my favorite projects that I've ever been a part of. I got to write on Howard High. I got to produce. I got to also star in it. You know, I got to sing in it, dance in it. So all of those things, everything that I love, singing, dancing, entertainment, being behind the scenes, all of that I love was in this one project. And it was an amazing experience for me. We had so much incredible talent attached to Howard High. You know, me and Chris Stokes are our business partners. We have Footage Films, which is our film companies. We've done over like 15 movies at this point. And Howard High was special because his daughter got to star in it. And she's super, super talented, amazingly talented. She can sing, dance. You know, Brian White, I got to work with Brian White. I've always been a fan of his work. Shangela Avery. Got to work with my cousin, Boog, B2K, you know. But the thing is that was special about Howard High as well is we took a member from each boy group from each generation. Like, you know, mine was Immature. It was me in there. And then we had Jay Boog from B2K. We had Dustin from B5. And then we had Ray Ray from Mindless Behavior. So it was really good to see all those generations of boy bands come together and perform and everything like that. And it was my first time I've ever done a musical. And back in the day, I never really was into musicals like that, you know, but I really, really came to enjoy and understand and have a great respect for musicals. So, you know, this is a great project. It's streaming right now, the all new Urban Flix. You know, it's a 7-day free trial if you sign up to Urban Flix TV. And you can stream Howard High right now. It's just it's a phenomenal project, and I think it's something for the entire family to watch. It's great, you know. So, but I mean, you got to watch it for yourself. You know, that's the thing nowadays. People will tell you if they like something or if they don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I had to go here. We watched you grow up over the years. You put an iceberg on Miyana's finger. How are you guys doing during the pandemic?
Oh, we're doing well. You know, we still get to visit each other and everything. We're both quarantined. We don't live together, so, you know, we try to see each other as much as we can. You know, until the wedding, we had a wedding date. We had to switch the plans around a little bit because of the pandemic, because of the, you know, coronavirus and everything like that, and no social gatherings and everything like that. So we kind of like made some adjustments to the wedding, but, you know, we're doing great. And we get married this summer, and everything is great.
Did I say her name right? Did I say her name right?
It's Mayanna.
Mayanna. She's very beautiful, yeah. Brian. I looked her up online. She's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, man, Marcus Houston been a player forever, so
well, I was wondering how he...
If he chews up, you know what I'm saying? All right, no, it's top notch.
I was wondering how he pulled that. I wanted to know, like, what did you say?
You know, this is how it happened, right? So, mutual friend of ours, I saw her on a friend of mine's Instagram, and they had a video together. And I was like, so I called my friend up. I'm like, who is the girl that you're in the video with? I need to meet her. I need to, you know, get... And she's like, oh, that's my friend. I'm like, okay, cool. So, actually, she put a picture up, and I slid in the DMs. I'm
like, get out!
You know? So, yeah, literally. And, you know, she hit me back, and a friendship started immediately, and we just, you know, we instantly connected, you know, different topics, different situations, everything we talked about, you know, we had a lot in common. And it was just instant. And I knew it. As soon as I seen her, I was like, that's gonna be my wife.
Get out. So that's really real when guys say that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's definitely real. My pops told me that about my mom. He said, I'm gonna tell you one thing, son, when you find your wife, you're gonna know immediately. He was like, just like I did with your mom. And I was like, all right, well, I didn't believe him. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But yeah, it happened just like that. So the minute I laid eyes on her, I'm like, oh, yep, I'm done. Wow. Everything, pack it up, I'm done. I'm getting married. That's it.
Brian, which one of their songs would you sing at his wedding?
Oh, man. What? Did you go there?
Immature. Go ahead, Brian.
Immature, please don't go.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Okay. Wait.
Baby, please don't go. Hey.
Okay. I like that choice, but why would you choose please don't go?
Well, I mean, I know that's what... I know it's a sad song. It's about Shay. The video is about a young lady dying.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can switch it around and be like, baby, please don't go for me. I need you. Please don't go.
Okay, okay.
Now, I do got two more songs that I will sing at the wedding.
Okay.
My first time, IMX, my first time. And also, okay. Here's one that you don't know about. Immature Extra Extra with Key Sweat. You don't know nothing about that.
Okay. Like
extra, that. Like extra. That. Read all about it. Marcus Houston, man, it's been a pleasure. We appreciate you joining us on The Morning Grind. Much success and much love, and be safe, dog.
Thank y'all. You too. Be safe with this pandemic.
Yes, all sir. Right. Have a good one.
All right.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sunday is Mother's Day. It'll be... quite different this year. Usually families gather together. If they don't do something at the house, the restaurants are usually leaning with people.
Jam-packed. Got to be a little more creative this year, Shay.
This is true.
Uh-huh.
I asked my sisters, what are they going to do for mommy? They said nothing.
Not my mama biscuits, Gina.
I said, what's wrong with y'all? They said, we got to socially distance.
Yeah, that's convenient.
I know, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, this is a day to recognize mothers who are still with us and even mothers that have gone on to glory. There's a lot of pain associated with the holidays for different folks, depending on what your situation is.
Definitely.
I'm blessed, and I realize that my mother's still alive. Your mother is still alive.
Super blessed.
But there are those who are suffering right now because their mama has passed on.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at some of our favorite Mother's Day songs. We put Dear Mama up against A Song for Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Mama still leading the pack, 80% of the vote.
To show you that I understand.
Hey.
You all appreciate it.
Hey.
Other rappers have put out Mother's tracks.
Yeah.
Kanye West, he's got the Hey Mama. Through everything, he really did love his mother, and when she passed away, I think that was the beginning of the change in his life.
You dang straight it was, Shay. You couldn't put it more perfect. He definitely changed when she passed on, unfortunately.
Alicia Keys' song, Superwoman.
They are superwomen. No, for real. Quick story. I remember we didn't have nothing to eat in the house. Seriously. It was some rice-a-roni, it was some onion, and it was a little chicken. Boy, look. My second mama whipped up something nice, boy. You would have thought it was a five-course meal the way that she cooked that. And she really made something out of nothing. And I appreciate her for that.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is.
Have you ever heard this Ashanti song called Mother? I've never heard of it.
I never heard of it either. My soul, I want to let you know that I thank you and I love you. And I will never place anyone above you. Said I thank you. Oh. It was on the Declaration, so that was that's kind of after her peak.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never heard of it.
Yeah, that came out in 08. That's a good song, though. It's nice.
Yeah, it sounds nice. A little thin presentation. Nice. Yeah. Oh, Sadie, this is a classic. R. Kelly did it, and originally it was done.
What? Huh?
R. Kelly redid it, but it was originally made by the Spinners.
I need to get it on deck. Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah, you mentioned that word. You know, that's almost a trigger word for some people, Jay.
You got triggered by saying R. Kelly? I don't think he like your type.
Really?
Yeah, you too old. Yeah.
In a world like today,
you know this is an old school song when they start talking.
To see young
right,
like
the first 2 minutes is a conversation.
Yeah, you're going to learn a whole lesson.
But I'm Rallo, and I'm a Capricorn.
And this song is dedicated.
See, fast forward.
There we go. Hey. What's crazy is I thought this was the OJs. When I Googled it, that's when I found out it was the Spinners. Like it does to me.
It sounds like the OJs a little bit. Wow. Man, God bless all the mothers out there and all the mothers that you may not be the biological mother, but you stepped up and you played an important part. And salute to all the mothers that we've lost. We love you. We appreciate
you. Thank you, Brian. Where's my Mother's Day gift?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the lower 60s. Partly sunny at 49 right now at the Granby Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Sports journalist and former Kansas City resident Jason Whitlock got skewered online last night for criticizing LeBron James. Now, LeBron put up a post about slain jogger Ahmaud Arbery, who was a black man just running through a neighborhood that he lived in when two men murdered him in the street on video. Mm-hmm. So Jason took this as an opportunity to come at LeBron, which he often does. I don't even want to really read what he posted, Brian.
I think it's fair to the audience because some of them might not know.
So Jason Whitlock tweeted, "This isn't helpful. It's Twitter trolling. It's using the man's tragedy to build a brand as more outspoken than Michael Jordan. There are all kinds of ways to draw attention to this tragedy, suggesting that we are hunted every day, every time. It's just bleep stirring." He is stretching to link that with Michael Jordan. Like, what? What?
Yeah, I'll just say that I don't agree with that. You know what we need to do, though, Shay?
What?
We need to reach out. See if we can get him on.
Well, you got the number.
I'm going to do that.
Not the fact that LeBron James has sons. That may have nothing to do with him.
Or he might see himself in that position.
Okay, let's see if we can get him on the show.
All right.
Nipsey Hussle's murder trial has been rescheduled. Not his murder trial, but the man who was charged with murdering him. That was a problematic headline that they put right here.
What was his name? Eric Holder? Something
yes,
like that?
That is his name. He is now slated to go to trial June 8th. Originally, it was set for March 31st. He has pled not guilty to 6 charges, including murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and 1 count of possession of a firearm by a felon. If convicted on all charges, Holder could face a maximum of life in prison.
Shay, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm tired of seeing our people getting murdered in cold blood, no matter what circumstance it is. I'm tired. It's exhausting emotionally. It's traumatic, and it's happening way too often.
I would agree. 2 Chainz has decided to reopen his Escobar restaurant after folks was coming down that neck, asking him not to, saying it was too early.
Mm-hmm. He gonna do what he gotta do.
The restaurant is in Castleberry Hill. That's a very old part of Atlanta, and those buildings are very, very small. So
that's not good.
I wonder how that's gonna work. I'm sure they're gonna have to have something set up for social distancing. But we talked about his restaurant a couple weeks ago, and I told you I'd never been there. Mm-hmm. And I looked up the prices. They're nice prices. Okay. It's not expensive, but the food looks like bougie soul food.
Yeah, yeah.
Macaroni cheese is $6. That's not too bad. What are you laughing at? What was funny about that?
That's just the way you said that. Macaroni cheese is $6.
That's what it is. You will get chicken wings and fries. How much for $13.
That's a little price. $13?
In a sit-down restaurant?
That's club price.
With fries?
Right.
And you getting fries?
And it better be fried hard too, huh?
Yup. And it's got lemon pepper, buffalo, and honey barbecue as your choices.
Lemon pepper.
You can get a hot chicken slider for $13. Some smoked salmon chips. That's something that another restaurant in Atlanta is famous for. They put salmon on like tortilla chips. It's actually pretty good.
What?
It's good, actually. You would be shocked.
All right.
There's another restaurant that's famous for that.
Don't knock it till you try it, huh?
Yeah. That's $13.
Get that out of your head. You were just talking about losing weight a second ago.
That's been the story of my life since I was 10 years old. I don't know what happened. Yeah, at 10, I just started gaining weight. I don't know what happened. Something must have happened to me that I don't remember.
It's okay.
Something traumatic.
We love you and all that comes with
well,
you.
Well, I say, you know, I'm chunky. So if I get sick, I got something to whittle away. Sometimes you're too thin, like if you get sick, what you going to do? You out of here.
Love me. You just love these rolls.
I'm just a plush pal. That's what I am.
So buttery brown.
Can you please stop playing that stuff, Brian?
I was worried.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
RJ.
All right, let's see what you got for your mama.
No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be. You will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama. Mama, you know I love you. Ooh, I love you, Mama. Mama, you're queen of my heart. Hey, your head is like tears from the stars. Okay, I'm done.
You sound good, boy. You better sing to your mama.
Yeah, I felt the love on that dog. I really did.
So I'm trying to be low key. You hear me?
You got entry into the grand prize drawing for your shot to get $1,000 of stimulus cash for you and your mama, all right?
My boy.
Tell them what station's live, local, and lit.
I-103J.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Balling on team. Straight balling.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.